John chapter number 3, we're actually going to be in verse number 16. John chapter 3, verse number 16. A verse you probably already know. A verse that you probably, maybe, have even memorized. In fact, I already heard some of you trying to say that verse earlier today at the supper table. So I think some of you probably already have it memorized. But this is where we're going to be tonight. So here's what we're going to do. In just a moment, we are going to stand. When we stand, we will all say it together. All right? I will lead you. You will follow. We'll say it together from the Bible. If you don't know it, you can read it. If you know it, you can quote it. We'll say it together. After we're done, then I will pray. And after we pray, you can sit down. All right? Let's all stand together. And we'll read John chapter number 3 in verse number 16. Ready? We're going to say the reference, the verse, and then the reference. Here we go. Ready? If you need it, look at it.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
My Father, I thank you for loving us. And I thank you that we could come to Junior Camp this week. Now, Lord, would you help us tonight? Would you help the young people to sit up straight and tall in a minute? Would you help them to listen? And I ask that you would help us to understand the Bible. And I pray that you would help us tonight to understand all that Jesus has done for us and all that we need so we can go to heaven. And I ask that you would help us to so focus that there would be few distractions there. And I ask this the only way I know how, through the name and through the blood of my Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. If your Bible is open to John 3:16, keep it open tonight because we'll keep looking back at it. Because understand this, Brother Glenn doesn't have all the answers. But the Bible does, and if we listen to the Bible will help us. Now, in the verse that we just read, the Bible talks about God. He talks about God's Son, Jesus, and he talks about what God wants to give you. Now, you know, there are a lot of things that I think are pretty wonderful. Everybody look up here. I think there are some things that are wonderful. You know what's one of the things I think are wonderful? I think ice cream is wonderful.
Amen.
I think places like Cold Stone Creamery are wonderful. You know what else I think is wonderful? Pizza.
Amen.
I think pizza is wonderful. I think big trucks are pretty wonderful.
Amen.
I think that animals, most of them are pretty wonderful, as long as we're not talking about snakes. I think that the food at camp is pretty wonderful.
Amen.
I think that all of your counselors are wonderful.
Amen.
They hesitate.
Amen.
But look up here. Tonight, I want to talk about the most wonderful thing in all of the Bible. This is the most wonderful thing that you could ever read from the Bible. This is the most wonderful thing, not just that it's in the Bible, but the most wonderful thing that ever, ever, ever happened on this earth. And you need to learn about it. You need to know about it. Because if you do learn and know about it, then you can also trust in it, and one day you can go to heaven. The most wonderful thing in all the Bible you read about in the verse we already read. Notice what the Bible says. The Bible says in John 3:16, read it even though many of you know it. Just follow along. He says, for God so loved the world. You know what? That's pretty wonderful. And that is so wonderful that reminds me of God's wonderful act. That God so loved the world. Get this. God so loved you that God did something pretty wonderful for you. that you know God loved. Now listen very carefully. There's a lot of people that talk about God today, that they, when they talk about God, they talk about him like he's mean. They talk about him like he just wants to send people to a real place called hell. They talk about God like the God of the Bible. Let's never, nobody ever do anything fun. But you need to understand that God loves you. That's God's wonderful act. He loves you so much that he did something wonderful for you. God had a son. God's son's name is Jesus. Now, some of you already know that. But God's son Jesus is wonderful too. God's son Jesus had never done anything wrong. God's son Jesus never sinned. But one day, God looked at his son Jesus, and he sent Jesus to earth. Now, if I lived in heaven, I would not want to come to earth. You want to know why? Because in heaven, there's no sin. In heaven, there's no sickness. In heaven, there are nothing bad. In heaven, I think if I was there, I'd want to stay there. But God, who lived in heaven, told his son Jesus, who lived in heaven, to come here to this world. Why would God do that? God would do that because in the Bible, God says that he loved the world. He loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to this world. That means that Jesus was born. Now, we celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas time. I like Christmas time. I like getting presents. I like giving presents. I like the snow sometimes if I could see it in the snow globe. But other than that, I don't like snow. I like Christmas time. But Christmas time, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. When Jesus was born. When Jesus came to earth and he had a father who took care of him here on this earth named Joseph. He had a mother who gave birth to him. Her name was Mary, but really he was from heaven. God sent him to this earth and he was born in a stable and they put him in a manger. And God sent Jesus here to be born because Jesus loves you and God loves you. But then Jesus would live. Did you know that Jesus was a kid here on this earth? Jesus had to obey his parents, just like the Bible says you're supposed to obey your parents. Jesus had to go to school, just like you have to go to school. Jesus had brothers and sisters, just like some of you have brothers and sisters. But Jesus lived here on this earth. Why? Because his father, God, loved you. But then Jesus got older. And when Jesus got older, he began to teach and preach about where his father lived in heaven. He also would teach and preach about another place called hell. Now, a lot of people use the word hell, and they use it as a curse word. And that's not good, but it is a real place. But understand, God did not make hell for people. God actually built hell for the devil and the devil's angels called demons. But God does not want to send people to hell. And actually, it tells us that in John 3 and a few verses later. It tells us that God did not want to send man to hell, but because man sins, man has to spend forever in hell apart from God. But God loves you so much, he doesn't want you to pay for your sin in hell. He doesn't want you to spend forever there away from Jesus. He actually wants you to be able to go to heaven. That's how much Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you so much, he doesn't want you to go to hell. He wants you to go to heaven. That's why Jesus had to come to this earth. That's why God took his only son and sent him to this earth. When Jesus was born, he always did good when he was growing up. He always obeyed his parents. He never did anything wrong. And then when he got older, he began to teach and preach about heaven and hell. He began to do miracles, which are things only God can do. Sometimes he made blind people see. Sometimes he made people that can't walk. He'd make their legs work again. He'd even make deaf people who couldn't hear, hear again. God did that, and Jesus did that because God loves you. But then, when Jesus was 33 years old, they started to make plans to kill Jesus. They didn't like that Jesus was preaching about heaven. They didn't like that Jesus loved people. They didn't like all that he had done, so they began to tell lies about him. They even arrested him. They took him into a courtroom, and they had people talk about Jesus with lies that they said, okay, he's done wrong, but he never did anything wrong. Then they took Jesus. Everybody look up here. They took Jesus, who never did anything wrong, and they began to hurt Jesus. The Bible says that they took Jesus after they told lies about him, and the person who was in charge gave Jesus to some of the cruelest, meanest soldiers ever in history. They would take Jesus down to a courtyard in like a fenced area. They would put Jesus' arm over a tall beam, and they would stretch Jesus so only his tiptoes were touching the dirt. Then they took one of the strongest, meanest soldiers, and they gave him a whip. This whip was called the Cat of Nine Tails. Again, Jesus had never done anything wrong. They usually did this to bad people, but Jesus, the Bible says he's not bad, he's good. They took the Cat of Nine Tails. They had long strands of bone and metal and glass at the end of leather. And they began to whip Jesus' back. And Jesus' back, the Bible says, it began to bleed. Sometimes that whip would come around the front and it would tear the stomach of Jesus. And then after they were done beating Jesus, oh, it was very, very ugly. It was very, very bloody. Then they'd set Jesus down on maybe a stump or a stone, and they would take a purple robe, and they would wrap it around Jesus. If you've ever had a scab before that's come off, and you put something on it like a Band-Aid, and then you grab it, and you rip it off real fast, does it begin to bleed worse? Yes. They put this robe around Jesus because they wanted to make fun of him. Then they took a crown of thorns. They actually went out and probably into the desert, and they began to gather thorns. Now, when I think of thorns, I think of briar patches around here where I'm from in the Carolinas. And the thorns where I'm from may be this big, but the thorns where Jesus lived would have been somewhere between this big and this big. They took those and they made them into a crown. And then they took that crown and they set it real gentle on top of Jesus' head. And then they took a stick and they began to beat it down into Jesus' head. And now his head began to bleed. Then the Bible says that they took Jesus' beard and they ripped it out of his face. So the Bible tells us that after they were done beating Jesus, after they were done ripping his beard out and putting the crown of thorns in his head, then they took that purple robe and they ripped it off of his back. And he began to bleed all over again. Then they gave him either some of the cross or all of the cross, and he had to carry it down the main street of the city. Then he had to carry it up a hill. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus laid his hands down and they took spikes, like railroad spikes, and they nailed them through the wrists and through the feet of Jesus. Then they picked up the cross that Jesus was on and they picked it above the ground and then they let it go. And it dropped into a hole that was 6 feet deep. And when it fell into the hole, the Bible says that all of Jesus' bones were out of joint, but not one bone was broken. Did you know that God let Jesus do that? Because God loved you. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Bible said that they have so hurt Jesus that Jesus didn't even look like a people anymore. He actually looked kind of like meat, hamburger meat, that just hung there. That's what Jesus did because he loved you. Listen very carefully. You know why Jesus did all of that for you? He did all of that for you because God loved you. And not just because of God's wonderful act to send Jesus for you, but because of God's wonderful pact. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16. Just listen or read. Look at what the Bible says. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." That was Jesus, remember? He gave him to come to this earth. He gave his son so his son could be beaten, so his son could be hurt, so his son could die on the cross. That's what God sent Jesus to do for you, because he loved you. But then notice what else the Bible says in John 3:16. It says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. This is like an agreement. It's almost like something that he says, hey, listen, if you will just do this, then guess what? Something wonderful happens. The wonderful thing about Jesus coming to this earth, the wonderful thing about Jesus dying on the cross, was because Jesus loved you. Listen carefully. If Jesus didn't die on the cross, then you and I would have to spend forever in a real place called hell because I'm a sinner. But Jesus loved you so much that he had a wonderful act that he gave Jesus, and Jesus died for you. So Jesus now says he doesn't just have a wonderful act. He has a wonderful pact, a wonderful action, a wonderful agreement that if you just believe Jesus as your only way to heaven, as your payment for your sin, then Jesus says, you don't have to spend forever in hell. You see, Jesus doesn't want anybody to go to hell. The Bible says he doesn't want any to perish, but that all should come to repentance. What does that mean? That means Jesus loved you so much that he died for you. And if you'll just trust Jesus, the Bible says that you don't have to spend forever in hell, but you can spend forever somewhere else. Guess what? You're a sinner. And God does not let sin into his house. He doesn't let sin into his house, just like my mama wouldn't let me bring mud into her house. You know what I learned? I learned that if I'm going to come into my mama's house, I better take my muddy shoes off. And if you want to go into God's house, the Bible says that you have to have Jesus. A lot of people ask me this. They say, "Brother Glenn, how can I go to heaven?" Well, John 3:16 says, if you believe on Jesus. Let's do this. I have a bench up here. Do you see this bench? I'll bring it out here so you can see. Do you see it? This is a bench. You know what I believe? I believe that that's a bench. You know what else I believe? I believe that that bench is strong enough to hold up the lady piano players. And guess what? I believe that's strong enough to hold me up. Now, I don't have to sit on it. Would you think I really believed it could hold me up if I never sat on it? How about this? I believe it'll hold me up Am I really believing it?
No.
No, I'm not believing it because I'm just halfway leaning on it. Maybe I'm even putting a lot of my weight on my legs on the floor. That doesn't help. You know, a lot of people, they want to go to heaven, but they never trust Jesus as the only way to heaven. Other people, especially kids, and when I was a kid, I did this. You know how I believed I was going to heaven? Because my daddy and my mommy were on their way to heaven. So I thought, oh, I must be going to heaven. It's not what Jesus says. It's not what he says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if your parents believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven too. Does it say that?
No. Mm-mm.
You have to make a choice. And if you do not trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, the Bible says you will, and the verse in John 3, verse 16, says you will perish. That means die. But guess what? Jesus didn't just love you, that he died for you. But Jesus also says that if you trust Jesus, then you don't have to spend forever in hell. Is this trusting the bench? No. Why? Because I'm not putting all my weight on the bench. Did you know the only way you can go to heaven is just trusting in just Jesus? Not you working hard plus Jesus. That won't get you to heaven. Not you listening to dad and mom and they're going to heaven so maybe you can get into heaven too. No. Just Jesus. Is that just the bench?
No.
Is that just the bench?
No.
Nope. You know what's just the bench? Is that just the bench? Did I just trust in the bench? You know what now I know? I know that that bench will hold me. And I know that if I trusted in just that bench would hold me up. Guess what? Only Jesus can get you to heaven. Not your works plus Jesus, not church plus Jesus, not baptism plus Jesus, just Jesus. That's what he says in John 3:16. He says that whosoever believeth in him, watch this, I believe in the bench. I believe the bench will hold me up. Will you trust just Jesus? You can trust Jesus when you understand you need Jesus, and without Jesus, you'll perish. You can trust Jesus when you understand you're a sinner and you need Jesus. And when you understand that Jesus' time on the cross was a wonderful act, when Jesus loved you enough that he paid for your sin, that is a wonderful, wonderful pact. It's an agreement. If you trust Jesus, you don't have to spend forever in hell. But notice the wonderful fact. Anybody know what is a fact? What is a fact? Help me out. Yes, sir. Something that's true. Look at the last few verses, or excuse me, the last three words in that verse. We're almost done. He says this, but have everlasting what?
Life.
Hey, if you could lose everlasting life, would it really be everlasting?
No.
How long is everlasting?
Everlasting.
Everlasting is everlasting. Got it. What is everlasting? Everlasting is?
Forever.
Forever. Oh, okay. How about everlasting is?
Forever.
Or always, no matter what. You know, listen, some people, they have the idea that if they trust Jesus, that, if I do wrong, I guess I'm not trusting Jesus anymore. I guess when I die, I'm not going to heaven. Is that what the Bible just said?
No.
You know what it said? It says, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what Jesus says. This is the wonderful fact. It's a wonderful promise. It's a wonderful thing that's true that if you just trust Jesus, the Bible says you can spend forever in a real place called heaven. Jesus isn't mean because sinners have to spend forever in hell. But Jesus is wonderful because Jesus promised that if you trust Jesus as your only way to heaven,
you can spend forever in heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Jesus will always be the only way to heaven. So, what do you have to do to go to heaven? You have to trust just Jesus. Some of you, maybe you don't understand that you need Jesus. Maybe you don't understand that you are a sinner. The Bible says everybody's a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can't get to heaven without Jesus. So I wonder, would you trust Jesus? If you've already trusted Jesus, remember the wonderful fact is you don't have to trust Jesus 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 12 times. One time is enough. But if you've never understood you're a sinner, and you've never understood Jesus died because he loved you, and if you've never trusted Jesus as your only way to heaven, tonight you need to.